Okay, let's try the FaceTime, see if this works.
No doubt this is hard. On top of the lives, 7,067 in New York and 380 in Connecticut, on top of the economic wreckage, 17 million jobs lost nationwide that we know of so far.
We're waiting.
On top of all that, there's also being alone.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
A different
Happy
kind
Passover.
Of alone. Good evening. It's Thursday, April 9th, and this is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut and New York region. The news tonight is when we can relax, that social distancing is working, and Passover online. I'm Charles Lane. Again, New York saw its highest daily death toll. 799 people dead of the coronavirus. But new hospitalizations and ICU admissions have dropped to the lowest levels yet. State officials say social distancing measures are not only working, but working better than expected. New York projected needing between 55 and 106,000 beds. Right now, only 18,000 people are currently hospitalized, a third of the lowest prediction. But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo fears second and third wave infections if social distancing becomes lax.
It is good news. Well, now I can relax. No, you can't relax. The flattening of the curve last night happened because of what we did yesterday and the day before and the day before that.
Cuomo says the antibody tests and rapid virus testing have been approved. The state is currently working with private companies in order to produce the millions and millions of tests needed in order to restart the economy. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says COVID-19 hospitalizations in Connecticut are down slightly. He says it's led by Fairfield County, where hospitalizations flattened and dropped by one patient today.
That means there's one less occupied bed today than there was a day ago. And one day does not a trend make, but it is a glimmer of hope that perhaps we're reaching a peak at in Fairfield County and what that says about the future.
Fairfield County borders New York. It has been the worst affected county in Connecticut. Coming up, we'll hear how one family began Passover, but first, these local headlines. For fear of a second wave of the coronavirus, schools in Connecticut will remain closed until at least May 20th. Lamont says he assumes the same thing will happen to bars, restaurants, and other businesses. Stop and Shop, King Cullen, Walmart, and other retailers will begin implementing one-way grocery aisles and limit store traffic to enforce social distancing. Geico, Progressive, and Liberty Mutual are the latest insurance companies to give Connecticut and New York drivers a break because of the pandemic. They join Allstate and American Family Insurance in giving refunds or discounts. Lastly, this pandemic has inspired families to adapt their holiday traditions to comply with social distancing. WSHU's Cassandra Basler brings us this postcard from the home of our digital editor, Carrie Frank, who recorded her family's Passover Seder last night for us.
Hi, it's Carrie, and it's Passover here at my house in Fairfield, Connecticut, and I'm here with my husband, Dario.
Hi.
And my daughter, Julia.
Hello.
And we are setting up in the dining room tonight for our Passover Seder. We have our candles, and of course we have the Seder plate with the ceremonial foods. We've got our matzah. Actually, Jules, open the matzah.
There's also parsley that'll be dipped in water to remember the tears the Jewish people shed when they were slaves in ancient Egypt. And there's other elements of a traditional Seder.
Jules, what's your favorite?
Hard-boiled eggs.
The eggs are symbolic of new life and hope, but there's also carryout, fish, and matzo ball soup, since the family's mostly vegetarian, And who has the energy to find traditional ingredients and cook while working from home and running homeschool? Lastly, there's an iPad for a virtual Seder with Carrie's mother in Florida and her brother and sister-in-law in Los Angeles.
The funny thing is, we don't normally celebrate Passover all together because we all live so far away. So coronavirus obviously prohibits us from being physically together, but in a way, it's actually brought us closer in that we're celebrating Passover together for the first time in quite a long time. So let's see if this works.
Brian and Laura chime in from L.A., but there's a tech issue with Carrie's mother's iPhone.
Sorry, do we have to hang you up?
What did she do? I don't know.
I don't know, but she's gone. Okay, we're going to try that again.
Okay.
I think she probably declined.
Ugh.
After some troubleshooting, Carrie leads the service.
Passover, one of the most significant and oldest of the Jewish holidays, celebrates the ideal of human freedom in a setting of family love and unity. The service is written in the Haggadah, the telling.
Julia, the youngest, asks the traditional questions as she dips the parsley.
Why on this night do we eat only bitter herbs? On all other nights, we do not dip our food in anything at all. But why on this night do we dip our food twice?
And they get the hang of singing together over a video delay. Carrie's husband, Dario, and daughter, Julia, take turns reading.
May all of us celebrate it together next year in health and in good spirits.
And in person.
May Israel and its neighbors achieve peace, and may our people, may all people, live in harmony and contentment.
Carrie says this virtual gathering might become a new Passover tradition.
Havenu shalom aleichem.
Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
For more on the coronavirus on Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen to the radio or online at WSHU.org. If there are things that you want to know or people you want to hear from, tell us, news@WSHU.org. I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.
Shalom, 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 shalom,
shalom. Yay, shalom.
Oh, there's one more.